Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final week of August 2025. Where has the summer gone? Which means it's also the final week of the summer season here at Camp Courageous. Now we have a week of fall orientation and we're off into the fall season. So we're looking forward to a great fall season after we've had a wonderful summer season here at Camp Courageous. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated to camp, whether it's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. And with this final week, the theme was Safari Week, is dedicated to those with visual impairments. The Lions Clubs have sponsored this week for decades, and we appreciate all their support. Activities included everything from fishing to bowling to special evening activities. The therapy pool was used every day. It was just a great week. And at the same time, our travel campers were up in the Clear Lake area on a huge adventure. They were also fishing and out on a pontoon and just had a super time. Also, we have the campers, thanks to our good friend Glenn Haskin, who's a board member here at Camp Courageous and Molo Oil. We brought campers to the Quad Cities Air Show, and that featured this year the United States Air Force Thunderbirds, United States Army Golden Knights, and the list goes on and on as far as P-51 Mustangs. Jack Aces was there, Tora Tora was there, and what a wonderful time the Camp Courageous campers had. And once again, a big thank you to board member Glenn Haskins and Molo Oil for providing our campers the opportunity to attend the Quad City Air Show in Davenport. A lot of you might be wondering who won the Harley Davidson that was given away. Rodney Necker of Sumner, Iowa, won the 2001 Harley Davidson motorcycle. It was drawn at the Pineapple Gala on the 15th at 8 p.m. So a big congratulations to Rodney. And that was a good fundraiser. And talking about the Pineapple Gala, it was a beautiful evening. Our good friends at what used to be Life Investors and AgCon and then Transamerica received the Trailblazer Award. They've been involved with the camp for almost all the years of Camp Courageous. Some of their employees have been board members. Theron Thompson, R. Christofferson, were all longtime board members. They used to carpool with such notable people as Dottie Cummins, Kay Pitlick, Bill Quinby, Jim LeMaster, Rich Altorfer, Jim Klinger, and Frieda Thomas in Theron's van for years and years. All wonderful board members, great memories. And back in 1985, Life Investors celebrated their 25th anniversary by raffling off a McLaren with all the proceeds going to Camp Courageous. It was a wonderful time. It was the biggest fundraiser we had had up to that point in time. Life Investors and AgCon and Transamerica introduced thousands of people to Camp Courageous. They had volunteer days out here at camp, and it's just been a great relationship. That relationship from people like Theron and Art transferred on to Chris Voorhees, who's kind of taken on the camp need with Transamerica. She is the daughter of honorary board members Dan and Carol Voorhees. She got them involved in the Pineapple Gala, making baskets for them. And then after that, she went on into helping spearhead the Camp Courageous Sprint Triathlon. That went for 15 years and raised $500,000. So between Life Investors, AgCon, Transamerica, 50 years of wonderful support. They've been involved in every major project and obviously truly trailblazers here at Camp Courageous. Also, Pineapple Gala evening, we inducted Eloise Dennis into Camp Courageous Honorary Board of Directors. She turns 90 on Monday, so if you want to send her a happy birthday wish, she would enjoy that. Once again, Eloise Dennis, the newest honorary board member at Camp Courageous, since she turns 90 on Monday. Also that evening, we recognized former board member Merlin Halsey. He turns 102 on September 21st, so the whole group sang happy birthday to him. Then on Saturday evening, thanks to our good friend Jim White, he provided the whole program staff and volunteers the opportunity to cruise the Mississippi. For most of our staff, they had never seen the Mississippi before, so it was an incredible experience, and a big thank you to Jim White. Then on Sunday, we had the Bi-State VW Picnic in Hampton, Illinois. That benefits Camp Courageous. Big thank you to all of our dear friends with the Bi-State group. Manchester Grasso continues to do super, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Iowa. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Right now, Camp Courageous is in search of volunteers who would like to drive a straight truck. We often have things that need to be picked up, and it takes a larger truck. And if you're interested in that, you can get a hold of Ashley here at Camp Courageous. You can go to our website or phone the camp. This Saturday, you're going to be spending time with Carl and Norma Zerborg. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary in Davenport, Iowa. A big thank you to them for their years of supporting Camp Courageous. The need of the week is disinfectant wipes, something that we're constantly in need of here at Camp Courageous. And those who have passed and asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous, our dear friend, Marilyn Alford. Marilyn goes back with Dottie Cummins and Kay Pitlick. They used to meet at Danish Maid Bakery almost on a very, very regular basis. Marilyn goes back to those original days of Camp Courageous and all those original board members and friends of the camp, and has been a lifelong supporter of camp. Our sympathy goes out to Marilyn's family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.